every day.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all. This is Rachel, and that is Eddie. And this is my so-called mess. Welcome to it. Eddie, I feel like I was very much the radio host there. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you.
I guess I could look at you. Good to see you.
Good to hear you and see you. It's like a whole new world.
Yeah.
A brave.
How's it going?
A whole new world. That was terrible. It's okay. Yesterday I had 9 clients.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I had 6 back to back. So yeah, so I'm good now. My Thursdays just, I only have now 3 clients. Normally I only have 4 because one was canceled anyway, and supervision. So it feels almost like a day off, which I know 5 clients is still a lot, or 4, but that's like a day off now after yesterday.
Yeah, sounds like you talked to a lot of people.
I did.
And we had a meeting with one of our, he's like a bank person. I'm not really sure. But we had a Zoom call with this guy, and he had this thing. It was like, it looked like a cock ring. Let's get into it. And then it had like an inner part that kind of would flip up so that you could hold it. You know, it would like suspend like a hanger from his finger. And he was fucking around with it the whole time. And later I was like, oh, you know what? I bet he has like tendency to touch his hair or like whatever you were saying that you had.
Oh.
Instead, he just holds this fidget because I think he does like Zoom conferences all day. And it was, in an effort not to be like, what do I do with my hands?
Yes, not to be, because that's how I pay attention, yeah, because I play with my hair so fucking much.
Or like, just finger up the nose.
So instead he had his cock ring?
Yeah, he was just flashing his cock ring on the screen, like a financial bro would.
Interesting.
No shade, though. I mean, I should have asked him what it was, because I was kind of interested in telling you about it.
Would it be weird if I brought like a vibrator to like play around with?
Like a really small one.
Yeah, like my little like bullet. Clit. Just bring it for.
Yeah, like a clit stimulator and just like.
Spin it around my fingers.
Drop it a couple times and be like.
Turn it on for a second. Oops.
I imagine there's all sorts of those things. Though. I've seen the ones where like you put it on your finger and then you spin it and it. It has, like, wings or whatever.
I can't. So fidget spinners bother me more than they help mm-hmm. me. So I do things like play with these beads, but then it makes this, like, noise. Can you
oh,
hear
yeah.
that kind of? And I feel like that's distracting.
I can't really hear it. I'm going to do, like, a pencil.
That's like what I could do with my little bullet if I could figure out if I was talented.
Like this thing. It's a rubber pencil. Does this work on the internet?
I play with my hair tie in my fingers.
Yeah, I guess I just kind of shift position around a lot. That's not a good angle. But I can't really see the phone too well. I feel like I need different glasses, maybe.
How many pairs of glasses do you have?
On this desk, I have 4 pairs of glasses. Yeah, these are a little bit better for up close.
Okay. Did you hear the news this week? It's very sad.
Ah, Michelle Trachtenberg?
Yes.
I know. I found that out last night, and I was bummed because my friends, I call my kids my friends sometimes, you know, like any good parent would. We've been watching The Adventures of Pete and Pete on YouTube. Are you
okay.
familiar with that show?
No, I don't know about the show.
It's like this 90s Nickelodeon cartoon that I was pretty obsessed with at the time. And I think I might have told you about it on this podcast. There's like one episode where Michael Stipe's in it.
Oh, okay.
Did I tell you that story?
I don't think so. I don't remember it. So I'm sorry if you did. I'm sorry if this is a repeat for you.
It's all right. I'll tell you about it some other time. But she was on there as Pete's, like, okay, there's 2 brothers named Pete. So Pete's younger brother had a friend in town, and it was played by Michelle Trachtenberg. Mm-hmm. I believe it's one of her first credits ever, like before Harriet the Spy. Like,
oh, wow.
I think Harriet the Spy was the next thing. Like, she kind of got popular from this because she was Iggy Pop's daughter. Like, Iggy Pop played a character on the show.
Oh, I thought you meant in real life how much she was? Okay.
No, no, on mm-hmm. TV. Yeah, why did I say it like that? Anyway, I thought that was a... Like, my kids are into it. Like, they like when we watch it. They're like, can we watch more Pete and Pete? And I was thinking next we would watch Harriet the Spy just to see how it feels. But, bummer.
I know. You were the first person I thought of when I read the news.
I was the first person I thought of when I read the news, too.
I mean...
Oh, poor me! Because she is a main character on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, yes. Seasons 5 through the end of the show, which was 7.
Okay. She was also on Gossip Girl.
Seasons. Oh, Gossip Girl's where she, like, that's where she really came.
Did you watch Gossip Girl?
I watched a little bit of it, okay. Yeah. That might be next for me, after I finish L Word. I'm zooming through L Word. There's only, like, 10 episode seasons.
I just watched something really good now. I can't remember. It must have been really good.
So good that you can't remember?
I know. It was like it wasn't that it was so good. It's interesting. And second season is in full effect. It's like coming out weekly. Mm-hmm. It's called Surface on Apple.
Okay, okay.
And it's about this English woman who had a traumatic brain injury from possibly jumping off a boat. It's based in San Francisco, maybe? Somewhere. I think okay. San Francisco.
Yeah.
And she's married...
You can jump off a boat there.
She's married to a finance guy. And all her friends are very wealthy, you know. But there's some, like... But then she's... And she has a therapist. Oh, that could have been indirect hours. She saw a therapist. And then she wants to do some individual treatments because she has no long-term memory. And then the whole thing is like, did she really jump? Did someone push her? There was also an affair. There's all kinds of stuff. So you start to find out what happens in season one. And then season two is somewhere else. So season two, the cast is amazing. And again, like brain like freeze. I can't remember who's on it. But really, really good cast. The writing, eh. But I'm sucked in now because I already watched all of season one, so now I have to finish season two.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I like that. I like that Apple TV. I hear it's got lots of good stuff.
Yes.
I hear Max has good stuff, too. These are the two that I don't have.
Okay.
And maybe it is a bit of, like, grass is greener.
You're right.
I've got some good stuff myself. Everybody else is talking about Apple and... HBO.
Yeah, Max is the one I don't have. I'm like, I'm not paying for something else. Apple I get for free. Apple and Netflix I get for free.
How do you get it for free?
From my phone carrier.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking about looking into that with my phone carrier. Give me some free TV, phone.
I know. So yeah, I get free Netflix, but it's the one with the commercials, whatever. And I get Apple. I thought it was supposed to be for a few months, but I've never had to pay for it. So I think they moved it to all the time free. But if you get Apple, you have to watch Shrinking. Or I can give you my password. I don't care. I don't know if it'll work.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty happy with where I'm at right now, but I'm kind of just making like a mental, like maybe next year I'll switch off of these things that I'm subscribed to and switch to these other things.
Yeah.
Like, talking about giving up Netflix. That's the one that's going to go.
I keep thinking about that, too. Well, one, I get it for free. But there's so many things I realize I still watch on Netflix. And it's my sleep TV because I watch the Gilmores on repeat to try and fall asleep. But I do this on Max. They have the Secret Lives. The Secret Lives? No. Sex Lives of College Girls or Sex Lives of College Students, which I love season one. And I haven't been able to keep up with it because I have a couple apps that I can find them on for free, you know, through my little, just like I have a, I guess.
Yeah, you've had a long history with like, what is it? It's not piracy. It's just like that's publicly sort of available television.
It's kind of piracy. Whatever. It's, I have a box that was jailbroken, I guess. I don't know if that's what you call it. And I have all these apps I can get. But, and I also pay for an internet provider TV, like a few bucks a month, and that gets like everything. But sometimes they get shut down. But I don't use it as much because it's hard to find the actual show. I watch it. I keep that for like sports. My apps that I have right now aren't working, which means you have to find new ones. And it's sometimes hard. You have to find this other app to find the apps to use. And I don't know how to find that app. I don't know how to find the original thing to download stuff. That's always been my problem. So that was always from an ex, not the ex. This is from a guy I dated.
Oh, wow. We're already into it. We should have an outline that we follow where it's like you talk about your ex once an episode.
Yeah.
Or NX.
This one, this was the one that ghosted me after I helped him move furniture. And I think I ruined his couch, but whatever. I dropped his leather couch on the pavement that we just bought. He just bought this, like, handmade couch when it was raining because I'm small and I don't have a big wingspan. But he asked for help and I, whatever.
And he looked at you and thought, couch mover.
I know. Well, he's like, do you want to do the couch or the table? And the table just seemed like so much more steps to like where we had to go. And also in this process of this whole couch move, I told this story before, I believe, when we finally went back to his house, like when we got the couch settled and he was like irritated, I could tell. And he was like, we were going to get drop the U-Haul off and pick up my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to grab my bag and he's like, why are you taking your bag? We're coming back here. Just leave it here. So I'm like, okay. So we jump in the U-Haul to go back like 30 minutes away somewhere in Atlanta during like rush hour to go get my car. I realized that my keys were in my bag. And that's where I think he got the most mad. But like he told me to leave my bag behind. I didn't really. Anyway. But long story short. But
yeah, that's on him.
That's on him for sure. But he was the one who helped me set these all up to begin with. Like he came over and did it the first time. And then I bought a new one. He's helped me over the phone and over text. Even like over the years, we reconnected, sort of.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I don't want to message him and ask him again because we actually tried to like hang out before I moved, which I know that's still a few years ago now. But in the process, I realized he got married, I didn't want to have any connection with him anyway. In that way, I just want him to help me with my TV because that's life. My TV is life. He keeps, like, he hasn't told me he's married. So it's like this game I play sometimes to see if he'll tell me. But there's been no post of the marriage recently for like a long time. I used to do a travel Instagram and that hasn't been updated in like almost a year. That was a really long-winded story to say. I don't want to message this guy. And he ghosted me.
No, I get that. No, I understand that from another perspective. I think my wife has some Facebook exes that will sometimes message her, are you still married or whatever? You know, or whatever. And there are people that are just waiting out marriages, I guess.
Yeah.
Sitting around.
And that's not what I was doing. This has just become like, because he asked me to go off-roading with him, right? Right before I moved. And I didn't. Like, I was like, you know, kind of can't, you know, busy just because I wanted help with my TV. So I didn't want to be like, no, you know, it was like bad day. Because I knew I needed help coming up with my TV. And I know that's so selfish of me to like do that. But, you know, it's TV. I will stoop a little low for that. But I messaged him on, like, his birthday to say, like, hey, happy birthday, what are you doing? To be nice. And he's like, no, nothing, just hanging out with a couple friends. That was his rehearsal dinner.
Oh, wow.
And ever
That's
since
like then, a movie, right?
Yeah, and ever since then, whenever he, like, reaches out, like, because we'll talk about football, you know, just like, did you watch the game? I'll be like, did you know, what about this about the game? And about Georgia. So we talk like during football season and I'll ask something and I'll be like, yeah, just went out with my brother. I'm like, dude, you're fucking full married. But I haven't, I still haven't said anything because I don't know why, because I think it's funny. Now I think it's funny.
Yeah, I wonder what you feel about, like, Plutonic relationships between, I mean, this is different because you're an ex, but do you have any just friends who are boys?
Yes, I have a lot of friends who are boys.
Oh, me, yeah. I guess I'm I guess I'm in that category.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like Plutonic relationships, and I've talked about this on other podcasts, are they're kind of hard to know what's happening at first, and then you don't realize it until later that it's like, oh, this is like, you know, a friendship of mutual interests and things, mm-hmm. and there are lots of, you know, I don't know, I guess there's like opportunities that you can put yourself into these positions where you go off-roading with somebody or something, and maybe there will be that moment where it's like, should we kiss?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you have to rely on the idea that, no, we're not going to kiss. Like, it's just, there might be those moments. There's those moments, I think that there are those moments with everybody all the time.
Right.
There's always a moment, like, even when you're not even remotely attracted to somebody, where you're in an office and there's this awkward tension and it's like, whoa, should we be kissing right now? Like, you know, like you're at the DMV and somebody asks you a question or says something in a flirty way and you're like, are we
dating now?
You know, yeah, is this happening? And I like that. I like that about life, that everybody's kind of attracted to each other.
I do like that. But I also at the same time like that, like, because I know some of my friends who are in marriages or committed relationships, they've been this thing like, no, I'm not allowed to have friends of the same sex. I'm like, I don't, because yes, there is an attraction, but like one of my good guy friends I've known since I was 9 months old.
Right.
Like, yeah, there's been like once I've looked at him once, maybe, but like, nah, maybe. But no, we're just like, we're friends. Like, I don't, and yes, there could be an attraction to anybody at any point, but I also, just because someone is a guy doesn't mean I'm going to fuck them. And with that same note, like, shouldn't it be like, you can't.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was asking. If somebody's a guy, will you just fuck them?
I mean, like, no.
That's so weird.
No, and if someone's
just
a guy,
because,
just because they're a guy. No, absolutely not. Because,
I hope they have to be special.
They have to be special. They have to have a little bit of an edge to them.
Right.
It has.
Yeah, no, I texted a friend of mine who I've known since I've been alive, basically. And we go way back, and she's, like, met my kids and stuff. But we're going to Orlando because we're going to Disney World next month.
Fun!
And she lives in Orlando, and she's got a new house. And I was like, I haven't talked to her in a couple years, but I'm like, hey, if you have any free time, let's like get a meal or get coffee, or I want to come and see your house. Like, these are all the things that are available to her. And it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not exciting in this way that we're going to kiss or anything, but I do want to reconnect. I want to like strengthen that relationship and find out what's been going on.
Yeah, and I do think, like, sometimes, because connection, I think sometimes when we think about connection, we think that it has to be, like intimate, or, like, because friendships can be intimate in a different way, right? Like, you're very close with some of your friends, and you're very, like, feel very safe, and that's, there's an intimacy about that.
Yeah.
But I think oftentimes there's, like, this idea of, like, there's a connection, it has to be physical or sexual, and that's not necessarily the case, because I'm very connected to some people that are like, there's no way I would ever want to. First, I would laugh. Like, if they tried to, like, get naked with me, I'd be like, I unfortunately would probably laugh in their face, like, what the fuck are you doing? But because I think the same way where people say, like, oh, guys and girls can't be friends, like, I could, not that I've, like, actively looking to have sex with women, but if, like, I can have a friend that I'm totally attracted to sexually and be like, let's just see what happens.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think a lot of my friends are beautiful.
I do think that's a long-standing debate. Like, can guys and girls just be friends? I feel like this is something they'd have on the Howard Stern show or something like that.
I also think because my brain works a lot like a male in some ways. Like, I have more... At least that's my perspective of myself. When I think of, like, myself and commitment and this kind of stuff, like, I think of a more male brain. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm lying to myself and that's, or that's false, but that's my view of it. So I think I get along really well with males, but also especially males that want to talk about like sports and shit. Like, dude, we can talk about sports all day.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe that's hot. Maybe I don't know. I feel like people who are attracted to one another know it right away, right?
Yeah.
Or like if it's an unbalanced attraction thing, like I'm attracted to somebody who's not attracted back to me, I know that right away too. It's like, oh, I am like hot for you and you have nothing for me, and you've got to respect that boundary. And then there's the other one where like somebody is like thirsty for you and you're just like, okay, whatever. And that one I feel like has the greatest amount of responsibility. Like, that one comes with a lot of like,
yeah, you gotta maneuver things a little differently.
You really need to be careful with that one.
Yep.
That one's the hardest one to deal with.
Yes. I also think you could be physically attracted to someone. Like, I could look at someone and be like, damn, right? Like, right away. That instant, and be like, I'd do that. But in reality, would I ever? No. I could be attracted to them for that moment and they'd be like, but that's a fleeting moment. I guess.
I feel like the people that I'm attracted to, and, you know, I'm married, so I also, unlike your ex, I let people know that I'm married, you know? Give them fair warning. I talk about my kids a fair bit, too, so I think people can already just not be attracted to me straight away. But the people that I am attracted to, that I know are attracted to me, like, I've got to keep those things like, oh, we bumped into each other at this place, and, you know, or it's like a group setting where it's like everybody's there and it's like, I'll feel free to talk to them, but everybody knows what's going on.
And I also think that's like a normal part of life. Like you said, like to have
people
attractions.
Look at us and raise those eyebrows.
Do they?
No, I'm just kidding. Like what in those, you have to like manage those things.
Yeah.
I do. I don't think you would, but I do. I just have a, you know, marriage.
Yeah. And I'm going to try, like, I think I've been like attracted to people that I'm like, again, like I keep that at a distance because there's no way I want to. And again, like, also I think it's because I don't like people, like I only like, I could be attracted to you and also realize very quickly that I don't want you in my space. Like I could physically be attracted to you, because I think there's a very big difference of just like looking at you and being like, fuck, look at that. Right. Having a conversation with them, being like, ooh, that would like, you know, they say there's nothing in common, or they're not very smart, or they talk about racist shit. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
it is,
yeah.
Right. But then when there's like, cause you can have a brain connection like that, like other kind of connection where it's not all physical. Like it's that, like, and that to me is harder to like, kind of like keep at bay, because there's that.
Yeah. Like infatuation with somebody, or like, mutual, you know, like kind of like being in love in the books.
I also think back in the day, I used to sleep with a lot. I mean, definitely, I definitely, like, slept with a lot more people. I didn't necessarily, like, want, not that I didn't want to, like, I was forced to, but, like, I could give a shit either way.
Yeah, but, no, I think that having the opinions that we're expressing does require a lot of, like, understanding. Like, you have to have explored, you have to have failed.
Yeah, a lot.
You know, attempted and failed.
Yep.
But also, like, let people down easy, let people down roughly, like broken mm-hmm. up, gone through it, to know what you're actually actually managing.
Yeah. And again, like for me, like pursuing everything I'm attracted to or like even have a weird attraction to, I don't want a lot of people in my space, and I don't like being in other people's space. Like, unless there is that, like, I need both. Like, I need to have, like, some kind of, like, brainy kind of thing. Like, you know, like, of just that vibe. Like, cause just that vibe, you know, instantly you're, like, you're attracted to something about them that maybe others don't mm-hmm. see, or, you know, it's not, like, there's, you can't explain it. And then physical. And then also, there has to be humor. Like, I have to be able to be sarcastic and kind of an ass at times.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's just part of the personality. I think, like, what you might be describing is some sort of, like, you know, you have a private life, and to mingle your private life with someone else's private life mm-hmm. requires a lot of, like, grown-upness, what's mm-hmm. that word? Grown-up,
yeah.
Maturity?
Yeah.
Like, you have to accept certain people's things that yep. they do, and then also they have to accept your things
yep.
that you do. And that's, like, a different level of fucking? No.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I think because we're all weird, and we all have our quirks, and we all have our things. It's like finding someone who's weird gets your weird.
Right, yeah.
And also,
gotta mash up those weirds. Yep.
I also think that for someone in a relationship to say they've never been attracted to someone else while they're in the relationship is bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that that's... Do people do that? I bet people do that, mm-hmm. right?
I only have eyes for you. Shut up. My eyes are looking at everybody. Yeah. Am I going to act on it? No, but like...
I only have eyes for you. That's kind of sweet, though. That's a song.
Oh my God, those kind of things make me like want to. If someone said that, if someone says shit like that to me, I'm like, bleh, right away. And then I'm like, nope, done, bye.
Isn't that a tongue in cheek expression, though? Like nobody really believes that? Is that something that is said to be believed?
I think it's something that people believe. I think someone said too, like, oh, I wish I could remember the words they used. It's, like, you're the reason I breathe, or, like, you're the reason... I can't remember. It's basically saying the other person is the only reason this person's living. I'm like, no, that's not a nice thing to say. Your being around isn't supposed to make someone live... Like, that's putting too much on the other person.
Yeah. No, I feel like expressions of sentimentality are limited in that you cannot be completely honest with them. They cannot have, like, complete honesty attached to them. I wrote a birthday card for my youngest daughter, mm-hmm. and it says, you are so fun, or something like, you are so fun, your laugh lightens my life, or brightens my life, or something like that. But I'm not going to point out to her all of the other people who I would say that to. It's
right,
not
but...
like,
yes,
and if this, I said only, that
right,
would
that's different.
Be
and this
weird.
Is what this person said: like, you're the only one that makes me something. I don't even know what.
Yeah.
Also, I realized
you gotta watch what you said.
Yes, I also realized my sense, like, just in general, like, if you were in my life, in any kind of relationship or sexual manner, mm-hmm. my communication and my sentiments are always going to be something dirty, even if I try and say something sweet. It has a dirty twist to it because that's I can't say those like mushy like
right.
kind of things.
Yeah. The icky intimate stuff.
No, I even look up like I've looked up like best dirty goodnight text for him or something. You know, like I will go and search
for
this.
Him.
And they're pretty good. Like, you get some good ones. Like, I can't think of new shit all the time. Like, I've been talking to someone for, you know, when you're talking to someone for a while, like, you got to kind of change up how you say, like, good night, because that's boring as fuck. So,
right.
new ways to spice up, like, you know.
I feel like over text you have a lot more liberty. In person, it's like, I'm gonna fuck you to sleep, and then it's like you're staring eyes to eyes, and it's like, no, not right now, but like,
you know, but like tomorrow. Somewhere. And I know, and I wonder. I was trying to think about.
Then you'd be like, no, that's impossible.
I'm also thinking, I'm like, am I as dirty in person, like with those comments, as I am via text? I don't know. Now I'm like, nah, maybe not.
Yeah, I think that you can have a text. You can. I bet that you're very text sexy. Mm-hmm. That's very hard to say. It sounds like tech savvy.
I'm very tech sexy. I can fucking turn anybody on in via text.
And I think that that may or may not translate to some on the street skills, you know? Like if you were working construction and somebody was walking by and you hollered down at them, I don't think you would have the same luck with
no,
your life.
No.
Yeah.
Now if like I'm
wing face, eggplant, hearts for
ejaculation,
eyes.
Ejaculation, cat with hard eyes. Because, you know.
Water gun.
But, cause,
water
you know,
gun, water gun, water
if
gun.
If I'm trying to be real dirty, instead of just using the hard eyes, I had the cat with hard eyes to, you know.
Or like tongue out, thirsty.
Mm-hmm. But no, but I yeah. also think I'm good on the, I'm good like sexting. But you know what? For me, sexting took like, I really studied it. And I'll still research stuff. Like I took time to really.
You've talked about that.
Yes.
You talked about teaching a course.
Yes. I still want to. But also I'm good like phone sex. I can say a lot of the dirty shit. Like I can go there. In person, it doesn't always feel like. Also, in person, I don't always feel like the shit needs to be said, because mm-hmm. if you're having phone sex, right?
Speak louder than
yes, phone sex. You have to be so descriptive and be like, "I want you to," whatever it is, and like depending on how you say it to the other person, like every couple has a different way. Like some men like when you refer to their genitalia as instead of saying your cock or your big hard cock, they like to say. Like me to call it like mine, right? So you have to like mm-hmm. learn each person's preferences and like figure that out and what you feel comfortable going along with and words you feel comfortable with. Like if you don't feel comfortable from jump ever saying daddy, don't start using daddy in your text. Don't do it. On the phone, the extra description is important because you're trying to turn each other on, right? While on the phone, while one hand might be in your pants, while like trying to use your brain. And trying to focus on what's going on in the conversation. But in person, yeah, you just kind of like, your actions are being shown. I don't have to say like, put your hand on my, can you, you know.
Unless you're having sex with a blind person.
Oh, yeah. True. True. I haven't done that.
You have to narrate it a little bit, I imagine.
But there's.
I was thinking also about, I mean, so. I believe we touched on insecurities of like, you know, you're like you're the only person for me mm-hmm. and people needing to hear that. I was also thinking about like dick measuring in this way where it's like you have the largest and most satisfying penis in the world. And like some people need to hear that shit. And
you know what goes
odd?
I think like
or maybe it's not odd.
No, I think there is that. Hold on. And I want to say, yes. And so let's say you're trying to say that, but you're with somebody who is not very large. Like, you can't say, like, you're big or you're, like, but you can add, there are other words you can use, like, how good you feel in me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want, and if they're smaller, too, like, I want to take you all the way down my throat, because that might be a little easier. You know, I want all of you down my throat. But you can reference it differently. But I have found, this is just in my own studies, that instead of like the largest, big is good. Because big is like, what is big? Who knows? And thick. Thick seems to be one that, thick. I don't know how you feel about the word thick. But there seems to be a, and maybe it's just the people I'm with. I don't know if they're thick. But I also try to use other words like descriptive of how it makes me feel too. Like. Imagining, mm-hmm. you know, especially like in a sex, when you first like are in me and like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Like describe it in different terms.
Because also, I don't want to be with someone with the biggest cock in the world. Biggest dick, whatever you can call it. I tend to use the word cock. I don't know why that's my go-to word.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think.
But I don't want somebody with
just,
the biggest.
I was being like completely unsexy about it. Like,
yeah.
The world's most gigantic penis. Does not sound very appealing.
Can you please?
It sounds like a carnival thing.
Can you please put your long measure
right up.
Erect penis in my lubricated. I'm trying to be so boring.
And I feel like there's no real. I mean, maybe like, girl, you got that body, but with all the partners I've been with, I'm talking exclusively women. I don't think that there is like, you're not gonna like check out the labia and be like, those are some big labia, girl. Like,
no, but there is like, no, but here's where you can say things about the person's genitalia. I will use uncouth words and make it dirty. Your tight, wet pussy.
Okay, so tightness, right? Tightness and bigness.
Tight, wet, pink.
You think those...
Pretty pink, pretty little pink, tight pussy. Wet, tight pussy.
Is pink accurate if you're, I mean, maybe if you're fucking, like, white people. But, yeah, I guess pink is accurate. There's, like, inner labia on everyone that's pink.
Yeah,
right?
I think. I don't know, I haven't seen everybody's labia in the world, so I can't, like...
But pink, pinkness being that's a good quality.
I mean, it gets used a lot. Is it a good quality? I don't know. I'm not, like, bruised.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one, like, and, like, talking about being able to stretch, like,
I guess wetness is like the same as throbbingness.
Yeah.
But throbbing can be used. Throbbing is a, you can use that either
yeah.
way.
And also,
you're throbbing right now.
This conversation
I'm very good
got
at this.
Me, like...
I'm obviously very good at like turning people. I'm very good at doing the opposite. Like,
but
making
throbbing. Because you can, a quivering. I'm quivering, wet and quivering for you, or tingly. But then sometimes I feel like one time I was going to do the sex and I was going to say this word. It's like more in the beginning of like our sex, like, in the beginning, I'm more careful about the wording I use. And I was going to say tingly. I'm like, does that sound like I have some kind of STD?
Yeah. Yeah. That's where that leads my mind. Like, there is like, we're talking dirty talk right now.
Yeah.
And there's a fine line where it's like, do not get too medical and do not say things that could be misconstrued for STDs.
Exactly.
Because
it does get a little weird. That gets a little weird. Yeah. All right, men do like to say, I'm not going to talk for all men, but I'm going to generalize it. A lot of men like to mention like their size as in reference to like having to like, you know, it's tight going in and having to stretch you and like that kind of verbiage.
Oh yeah. I've seen that in the movies, porns.
In the porns. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I mean like it does take some getting used to it. And look, and if you're not comfortable, I've said this before, you can do it in a way that's, you don't have to use dirty words. There's ways to do it without like, can't wait till you're hovering over me, or like, I can't wait to feel the weight of you on my, you know, the weight of your body on me, or there's so many ways you can go because you can talk.
I think if you're just dipping your toes in to dirty talk, just say, this feels so good.
Mm-hmm. You feel so good. And if you're just dipping your toes into dirty talk and you want to dip further and you're not quite sure how to do it, hit me up. I can help.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You do privates?
I'll do private sexting classes. The problem, and then, like, after it, like, because I sit and think about, like, sex sometimes, too. And I, like, when I'm thinking about the person I'm writing it to, and I'm like, no, I don't like that one. But I start getting those thoughts going, and I'm like, damn, I've turned myself on.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It is pretty cool.
I don't know why we were talking about that. But...
I don't either. Also, I get a lot of people, especially on through this podcast app, that were like, because we talk about sexting, who will be like, hey, let's trade sex for sexting. I'm like, dude, I don't know you. I have to, like, I'm not going to sex just anybody. Like, they just mess you, like, you want to sex? No. I don't know who the fuck you are. And then I had one guy who I went on like two dates, one date. He pops back up once in a while, and I just thought he's being nice. And then he starts like, what are you wearing? Tell me about this. I'm like, dude, I don't know you like that.
Yeah. No, you know, I think I picture this class being like at a rented out hotel room, conference room. And, you know, you even have like some printed out materials or a PowerPoint that goes along with it. So don't just unsolicited sext with Rachel.
No.
It's not cool.
No, don't. I'm tired.
Also, you need to pay that application fee.
I know. But yeah, and also like you're in a hotel room, so everybody like we have like if you're sexting someone like you're long distance, everybody has like a little toys to go kit when they go back to their hotel room for the night.
Because
mm-hmm. you can really turn yourself on. Because if you're thinking about like if I just said to you, like, oh, you feel so good in me. I want your big, thick, throbbing. I want to feel your big, thick cock throbbing deep in me. If I'm not thinking about a specific person, it does nothing for me. But if I start thinking about, like, a specific person, it's immediately like, okay, I might just have to get off this podcast real quick and touch myself.
Right. So, yeah, you put some thoughts.
Yeah.
You put some thoughts along with the words, and it works for you.
Yeah, and you can't text, and really, like, be careful sexting things you don't want to do. I've done that. I've definitely done that. Been, like, said something dirty that it's like, I would never do that in person. You know what I mean? Like, I had my boundaries and I went past them in sexting, and it can backfire big because then they're expecting that, you know?
I also like to think of it, I just had this idea, but maybe we should view dirty talk more as a, and I think I have done this in the past, view it more as a thing for the other person to do that is like just what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had like a lot of long-term partners, and I think with one of them it was like, oh my god, like you're harder than you've ever been. And I'm thinking that's not true.
But did it feel good hearing that for a second?
Not really. I was just like thinking, like,
oh, you
well,
thought you got too intellectual.
Like, I'm glad. It's like I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
You intellectualized it too fast.
You went,
you intellectualized it too fast. They were just trying to make you feel good, and you were like, "Well, actually, I was harder last week."
Well, yeah, I'm kind of a nerd like that.
Yeah,
but
no.
I'm thinking they were not saying it for my benefit, or were they?
I think it's both benefit. It could have been for both people. They were trying to make you feel good, and they were also like thinking about a big hard cock, and we're like,
"Oh no, I did not say anything that would be contrary to that."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "All right, yeah, let's go." Like that's what happened in the moment.
Yeah,
but you know, like, I do feel like sometimes dirty talk is more for yourself than it is for your partner.
I think it depends on the person, because I get turned on personally giving someone else pleasure. Like that's one of my turn ons, right? So when I'm sexting someone, I'm
like
thinking
that.
About them enjoying it also.
Uh-huh.
It is also for me though. Yeah. Cause I kind of, but I like imagine.
Well, you just said like, if I'm thinking about the actual cock that I'm talking about, then it is like, a mixture of horny medicine for you.
Yeah, if I'm thinking about that person, because I'm also thinking about them enjoying it. Like reading it,
right.
And like starting to get hard just reading what I wrote.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And they might have to like go.
Well, that is also text specific. That is not like a in-person thing.
No. Right? No, I mean, it's in-person thing. I get off on pleasing somebody else and like watching them like their pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now I see what you're saying.
Yeah. But also, like, when I think about if I send a dirty video, like, I'm doing it, I'm like, meh. I'm like, this is a fake video. I'm not really, like, getting off right now. I mean, I am, but, like, I'm making this specifically for you. But because I'm getting more excited because I'm thinking about you watching it and, like, you getting off. And I'm imagining the other person getting off on it.
I had one partner that I was with that I really liked. Or I don't know how dirty talk developed. But, you know, that relationship wasn't, like, super long term, but we got like we started seeing other people, and then when you kind of switch from one partner to another and then try to keep the same dirty talk,
yeah,
that does not work.
No, you have to learn.
You have to reset your dirty talk meter. Yep. Like you have to have a little stopwatch thing and like click it back to zero and build your dirty talk up.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you sound like a fucking psycho.
You do. And there has to be like, you have to understand your partner's cadence and kind of get with it. Yeah, but if you come in with like the dirtiest thing, it's like, dude.
Yeah. It's like, you've been practicing this? Did you rehearse that line? Like,
did you copy and paste that from your last relationship? No, that was copied and pasted from an article I read. I have definitely copied and pasted like a good little sext that I was like, yep. And then maybe I change a word or two. But so if they put it in something, if they put it in AI, it won't come back as plagiarism. But I'm just kidding.
Right, because that's what all the nerds like myself are doing.
Yeah, they put my sex right through a plagiarism.
Hold on, I think I've heard that before.
But if you
I don't wish to characterize myself that way. So I reject that.
It's all right. If you need some like good sites for sexting, also we can set up a call. But don't just sext me, dudes. Or anybody, because you're not going to get a response. And don't just send me, like, I thought about you sexting and sent you this, and it's, like, someone hard. No, thank you. I won't open it. I mean, I might open it just because I'm fucking weird and curious in that way, but you're not going to get a response. Mm-hmm. I have opened, definitely, like, a video on Instagram or a picture, so it's, like, you know, it covers it for, like, from someone I don't know, because I'm, like, yeah, what'd they send me? And then I'm, like, ew, gross. Or I'm, like, bleh. But curiosity gets the best of me. Yeah. So I might have to just go and I have a little break today, so I might just have some little fantasy in my head going on, put on some good music, and send some videos.
Didn't mean to get you started. I thought, you had stuff that you wanted to talk about? I don't know why I got...
No, we're good. I think this is a good place to leave it for people. A little excited. Do you have anything you want to add before we...
No, I'm still working on the Athens Public app.
Okay.
It's not available in the iTunes store, but I'll probably fix it up and, you know, give me like a year. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'll keep you updated.
Okay.
Subscribe and like this podcast and you'll keep up to date with
it. Subscribe and like it and subscribe to our YouTube, My So-Called Mess on Instagram. You could also set up an appointment with me there if you're interested in learning more about how to sex or about relationships in general. Send us your questions. Until next time, peace the F out. Peace the fuck out. What I F out. And go enjoy yourself today. Do one thing that gives you pleasure. And maybe pleasure someone else too. That could be fun. Bye.